Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
.720 WGN, Ken Smith with you on this New Year's Day. Happy New Year. Hope that your 2020 is off to a good start. Going to be with you until 11 p.m., and then Nick DiGilio will be here. Very excited about my next guest. If you're listening, you're getting a theme here tonight. Food and drinks. And now we move into more food. As this man is a bit of a hero of mine. He is the creator of Bacon Fest. If you've never heard of Bacon Fest, yes, Virginia, there is a Bacon Fest, and it's awesome. Seth Zurr is here, the creator of Bacon Fest. Welcome to 720 WGN.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on tonight.
Great to see you as always. And this will be, Bacon Fest is coming up when?
It's in April, so it's April 18th. It's going to be our 12th annual event. And Bacon Fest, as you said, is like, if you're a bacon lover, it's like paradise on earth.
It's epic.
It's an all-you-can-eat gourmet bacon wonderland. We'll have like 100 different restaurants, each doing creative bacon dishes. You buy a ticket, it's like, you can try every bacon dish you want. There's 7 drinks included. It's like an incredible sort of 3-hour, just sort of bacon vaganza. It's unmissable. So people should check it out. Tickets are on sale right now at baconfestchicago.com. And, you know, if you're making New Year's resolutions, one good New Year's resolution is to eat more bacon. Everyone's doing that.
That's
right?
A resolution that we can all keep, I think.
Exactly. Yeah. People make unrealistic resolutions, but
all the time.
It's like,
eat more bacon. That's a no-brainer right there.
Absolutely. Over the last 12 years, every year we get our sponsor, Newskies, to send bacon to the restaurants to use. And they sent out, I think, about 4 tons of bacon last year for chefs to use. So, divided among the people at Bacon Fest, it's a solid pound and a half of
bacon
per person.
That's a lot of bacon, yeah.
And that's a resolution. Like, as you said, everybody can keep that resolution. Come to Bacon Fest, have a good time, eat bacon.
So the big news story of the day is that pot is now legal in Illinois. Bacon Fest sounds like something that you come up with when you're stoned. How did you come up with the idea for Bacon Fest?
Well, at the time, since cannabis was not legal for recreational use.
Yes, you were using cannabis at the time.
I cannot say that there was any involvement with that kind of mind-altering substance. What I will
you
say
You had never
is,
had any cannabis until 18 hours ago.
That's correct.
That's
because
right.
I'm a
None
law-abiding citizen.
That's exactly right.
I know what's right and wrong. But yeah, my two business partners actually were all theater guys. So they went to a rock and roll puppet musical about beer. And they went home and they drank a few beers.
Right.
And they started thinking to themselves, because they're both musicians, like, what do we love so much that we would want to write a whole musical about it? And the obvious answer
Interesting. Okay.
was bacon. So they started
All right.
thinking about, okay, bacon musical. We got to write some songs. And then as every great entrepreneur knows, there comes a critical moment when you realize you have to pivot. And they got bored writing songs about bacon. They decided, you know what? What if we just had a big party? And we invited a bunch of chefs, and everything was bacon. There was bacon in the drinks. There was bacon in dessert. There was bacon in the main course. Just like a beautiful bacon, burning man of bacon. That
so it started off as a private party?
It started off as a stoner's fantasy.
Okay.
And then the first year, we had 10 chefs we managed to convince to show up at the Publican. In between lunch and dinner service on a Saturday afternoon, we got Newskies to give them each 50 pounds of bacon. We sold 100 tickets in like 10 seconds flat.
Well, first of all, did you have to wonder, wait a minute, there's got to be some type of Bacon Fest already, right? Did you vet this?
It was a different time. It was a different time, Ken. I mean, there was, it turns out, a Bacon Fest already in Des Moines when we started. But we were one of, I think, the first three Bacon Fests ever to be created in the U.S. Now there's hundreds of them. I mean, there's probably 10 in the Chicago area alone going to suburbs, but we're like one of the originals and one of the best.
This is the Bacon Fest.
Focus on gourmet, high-end restaurants doing really beautiful, creative dishes with bacon. bacon and using, you know, beautiful bacon from Wisconsin, this Newski's bacon, and then having cocktails that go well with it, wine that goes well with it, beers that go well with it. It's a really gourmet experience. And if you have a foodie uncle or you yourself love to sort of read about restaurant gossip, come to Bacon Fest. You'll see all the chefs that are there in Eater, you know, preparing creative bacon dishes.
What are some of the more creative dishes that you've had there over the years?
Yeah, I was just looking at last year's.
Because I'm thinking, okay, bacon, I don't want to say that it's one note, but again, I'm not a chef. I don't have that chef mindset, that chef brain.
Yeah, yeah.
I love to eat, but I don't have that chef brain where I'm thinking, what can I create with bacon other than I'll just eat bacon? If you just had we're just giving out bacon. Fine.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that either.
In fact, last year, a carnivore out in Oak Park, this butcher shop and restaurant, and they did a dish called the Bacon Mountain, which was exactly as you say, a giant pile of bacon. You just walked up, you took a handful, you jammed it in your mouth. So that's like one end of the gourmet spectrum. And okay. Then there's things like, you know, I think about, the dish I always think about is this chef Pat Sheeran made a dish when he was working at the Signature Room that was a sort of deconstructed molecular gastronomy version of bacon and pancakes, where he made a bacon sausage by taking a huge piece of bacon and then used it as a sausage casing and stuffed it full of ground bacon and braised it in a maple gastrique and then sliced it into slices. So it looked like, you know, thick bacon with a little bacon sunny side egg in the middle. And then he took some pancake batter and whizzed it up, made a foam out of it in the blender and kind of topped the little bacon stuffed bacon with this pancake batter and a little maple syrup around it. It was like completely familiar flavors, but in a form that was completely wild and creative and transformational. So those are the kind of like from pile of bacon to bacon s'mores. So
everything in between.
Everything in between.
There's desserts there.
There's desserts,
bacon drinks there.
We usually there's at least one bacon bourbon drink. You know, you can fat wash bourbon and then make like an old fashioned or a Manhattan with it that has like, cherry and bacon, like all these great flavors that go beautifully with bacon. And I think, you know,
I wish you could see the smile on his face, ladies and gentlemen. He is literally lighting up talking about this.
I get excited about it because it's a lot of fun. You know, the reason we made Bacon Fest was because we thought there was, we wanted to go to an event like that. We thought, okay, you know, if there was a party like that where somebody was doing creative stuff with bacon and you could go and drink all you want and eat all you want, that's the kind of party we would want to go to. So I do. I get a kick out of it still. Even after this is our 12th year doing the event. You know, we've been supporting the food bank every year that we've put the event on. We've raised almost $500,000 for the food bank to feed 100 people. So people can come, eat bacon, have that kind of Eureka, Willy Wonka bacon experience, and then know that they're also helping to support a great charity that's feeding hungry people all over Chicago.
Have you announced who will be at Bacon Fest this year?
Not yet. That's a very tightly held, closely guarded secret. We usually will announce that at the end of January.
Okay.
So we'll put the restaurant.
So it's like Lollapalooza.
Online. Yeah, exactly.
Tickets go on sale before you know who's performing.
Yeah, that's right. So people, you know, we put tickets on sale the day after Thanksgiving, and like people are jumping in because they know that Bacon Fest is going to be a great experience.
Right.
And that they're going to go home smelling like bacon, and they're going to have to like take all their clothes in to be dry cleaned because they're all going to be like just suffused with bacon fat.
Just because the holidays are over doesn't mean that you can't get your loved one some Bacon Fest tickets.
No, in fact,
Valentine's Day is coming. Honey, if you're listening, I can't think of a better Valentine's Day gift than Bacon Fest tickets.
I mean, really, is there any better way to show your love?
You love somebody. Exactly. Exactly. Now, Bacon Fest is usually 2 days, and it's at the UIC Forum, right?
Correct. So it's an indoor event. It's an indoor chef-tasting festival. So you buy a ticket.
You're not out in the elements.
And you just walk around, and everywhere you look, there's a chef that wants to hand you something tasty, and there's a bartender that wants to mix you up a delicious drink. And like it's just like, you know, a day of pure indulgence. So this year we'll have two sessions, a lunch session and a dinner session on Saturday, April 18th. And then the Friday night, instead of a third Bacon Fest session, we're pretty excited.
Doing a little something
different.
We're
launching something new.
Bacon Fest has a new baby brother.
That's right.
And we'll be talking about Bacon Fest's brand new baby brother with Seth Zurer, the creator of Bacon Fest, when we come back here on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Ken Smith here till 11 o'clock. I'm here with Seth Zurer, the creator of Bacon Fest. Bacon Fest, which is taking place April 18th at the UIC Forum. There are two Yep.
There's a lunch service
Yes, a lunch service and a dinner service.
Different chefs at each session.
And how many chefs at each session?
Like 50 different restaurants at each session.
At each session.
So like Bacon, if you go to both Bacon Fest sessions, you'll sample 100 unique, different, creative bacon dishes.
And you also have VIP tickets available.
Right, so VIP gets you in an hour early. Limited audience, unfettered access to bacon pleasure. Because when general admission starts, you know, you've been to the event. When general admission starts,
it's
the people
free
pour in the first half an hour. It's like, whoa.
Yes.
Everybody wants the bacon now.
Right.
So if you go to VIP, that's really the way to go because that's, you know, you just have an hour of relaxation. You talk to the chefs. You connect with your fellow bacon members of the bacon community. You eat all you want. And then when general admission comes, you can just sort of sit back and watch.
And watch everybody with the meat sweats.
Dive back in when you're ready to
get
some
more. That's exactly right. And tickets are on sale now. If people want to get tickets for Bacon Fest, where do they go?
They go to baconfestchicago.com. You can get your general admission tickets or VIP tickets. We have a designated driver bacon-only ticket, which is a little bit of a discount.
Doesn't
include alcoholic beverages, but most of those tickets are all-inclusive. So you buy the ticket. Once you get in, everything's included.
And I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you right now. Seth has been gracious enough to give us a pair of VIP tickets for Bacon Fest. I'll take the fifth caller at 312-981-7200. Fifth caller at 312-981-7200. And I will give you a pair of VIP tickets to Bacon Fest Chicago, which is taking place on April 18th. You'll get your choice of the lunch or the dinner session. And 50 different chefs there.
That's right.
Serving up bacon.
Delicious bacon dishes, everything from a pile of bacon to a creative molecular gastronomy bacony creation.
And I mentioned before the break that now Bacon Fest has a brand new baby brother called Da Best Fest.
Da Best Fest.
And no, I'm not. I didn't pronounce that wrong. Da Best Fest. So I'm sure that you've probably been thinking of doing some other type of branch off from Bacon Fest for years. What is Da Best Fest and why now?
So Da Best Fest is a celebration of Chicago's culinary heritage. All those dishes that Chicagoans know and love, like hot dogs, Chicago-style pizza, Italian beef sandwiches, and then even more, things like shrimp Dijon, chicken Vesuvio, dishes that were invented in Chicago that are beloved in Chicago above all other dishes. And then some you might
know. Brownie.
The brownie, for sure. The Jibarito, you know the Jibarito? This is a Puerto Rican sandwich invented in Humboldt Park.
With the plantains?
With green plantains instead of bread. So these are, in Chicago, we have a very particular brand of Chicago pride. So at Da Best Fest, we're going to have both traditional versions and creative chefy versions of all these classic dishes. So like the example I can think of is, you ever heard of the mother-in-law?
Okay, so the mother-in-law, correct me if I'm wrong here, but
get it in a hot dog stand.
The mother-in-law is a tamale in a hot dog bun with chili on it.
Correct. So it's like if you don't feel like a hot dog and you're at a hot dog stand, you can get the mother-in-law. I think it's called the mother-in-law because it gives you indigestion.
I was going to say probably because
not a comment on my mother-in-law.
Your mother-in-law would not
want
to stay at the house if you ate this.
I didn't name the sandwich. But the mother-in-law is a Chicago-only invention. I don't think you can find it anywhere else. And it's invented in Chicago. And so what, like, I was talking to one of the chefs that's going to be at Da Best Fest. His name is Oliver Poilievre from Le Bouchon. It's a French restaurant in Bucktown. So he's making a French version of the mother-in-law, but with duck. So he has like confit duck in a tamale with duck chili that has foie gras from a duck mixed in.
Oh.
Crispy duck skin sprinkled on top, all on a poppy seed Rosin's bun, because you can't get better.
Right, exactly.
Can't get any. There's no improving on that for a mother-in-law.
Right.
So that's the idea, is that we're going to give these chefs this set of dishes and say, hey, go crazy.
So you'll be able to get traditional
and creative versions.
And creative versions of some of the legendary Chicago eats.
Right. Like, so Victory Tap is going to bring a traditional shrimp Dijon, you know, which is this great garlic breadcrumb shrimp dish that's, you know, Chicago. It was invented at Dijon's restaurant, I don't know, 120 years ago in Chicago.
Right.
So we'll have a traditional version of that. We'll have hopefully creative versions of that. We'll have the same way that chefs at Bacon Fest kind of transform bacon into unrecognizable forms. That's what I'm hoping for. That's my vision for DeBestFest, is that we'll have those kind of creative versions of things like the Chicago-style hot dog, you know?
So I'm sure that you've wanted to branch off from Bacon Fest and do another festival for a while now.
Yeah.
Has DeBestFest always... Was that always what you were striving to do, or how did you end up coming up with this idea, and why now?
Well, there's a couple different things that kind of all converged. One is, you know, although I invented Bacon Fest Chicago, I'm not from Chicago. When I came to Chicago, I think part of how you learn to love Chicago and how you become a Chicagoan is by loving these dishes that Chicagoans love. So I remember, sure. You know, growing up in Washington, D.C., they had no such thing as an Italian beef sandwich.
Washington, D.C. have a staple?
Well, they have like half-smoke hot dogs, so it's almost like a Polish.
Okay.
But they do like, you know, there are a couple different dishes that are D.C.-only dishes, but like nothing like Chicago. Chicago has this vast repertoire of like Chicago-specific,
sure,
Chicago pride dishes. So
sure.
That, to me, that was part of becoming a Chicagoan, was falling in love with an Italian beef sandwich and knowing, you know, if I go to Johnny's in Elmwood Park, learning how to make my order so that I didn't irritate the counterman by being too slow. You know, that's like a...
Right.
When you know that you can walk up to someone at Al's Number One and say, okay, I want a juicy combo with sweet and hot, without having to think about it, then you know you've really arrived. So right. That experience for me of falling in love with Chicago dishes and sort of learning about the city through the lens of those dishes is super fun. So that was where DeBestFest really came from. I started to see that these Chicago dishes, things like, you know, and Chicago drinks too, things like Malort, which is again an acquired taste that really, if you love it, then you're a Chicagoan, no question.
I know people that love it.
Yeah,
and I'm still friends with them somehow. To me, it tastes like foot.
Well, that's just
if
like
you
a...
were to soak your foot in water and then chill it and give me a shot of it, that would be Malort.
That's the surface. So if you power through that initial initial feeling, then what I think you arrive at is a beauty within the bitterness, within the eau de foot, like you say, that's incredible. So, like, for example,
so will
at
there
DeBestFest,
be Malort at the best? I'm assuming because you have drinks at Bacon Fest.
Yeah, we're gonna for
are
sure
gonna have Chicago
some Malort cocktails,
drinks,
and we're gonna have you know, we talked to the ladies from XO Marshmallow. You ever been up there in Rogers Park? They have like a marshmallow studio where they do all these wild different flavors of marshmallows. Like, they do Harry Potter themed marshmallows that taste like butterbeer. They're doing a new Bloody Mary flavored marshmallow this year, and they have in their repertoire, one of their best sellers is a Malort flavored marshmallow. So they're going to present that at DeBestFest.
Wow.
I mean, my expectation is that everything that you can think of that is a Chicago only dish, there's some chef out there that's going to be like, yeah, I need to make ramen that tastes like a pork chop sandwich with a bone in it. I need to make pho, but instead of beef, it's going to be Chicago style hot dogs dragged through the garden, you know? Did you see the tweet with a lady who did a puree of all the toppings of a Chicago style hot dog as like a one single like dip for little cocktail wieners?
No.
Yeah, the period between Christmas and New Year's, really all there is to do is just follow Twitter and sort of see what's going on.
Right, exactly.
There was like a huge uproar about this genius picture of a Chicago style dip that was all like mustard, onion, green relish,
that's smart.
Sport pepper,
that's smart.
Celery salt, all together in one that you could then dip whatever you want to.
So when is DeBestFest?
So DeBestFest is April 17th.
So it's the day before.
It's
so it's
Friday night before Bacon Fest.
One session?
Single session.
Okay.
And then if people are really into the idea of both DeBestFest and Bacon Fest, there is a discount available for a bundle that includes a ticket to DeBestFest Friday night and a ticket to Bacon Fest Saturday night. So it gives you Saturday during the day to kind of recover.
I was going to say, does it come with like a cot or something?
People will have to sign a liability waiver. But besides that, it's going to be super. People are going to love it.
So tickets are on sale now for DeBestFest?
Tickets are currently on sale for DeBestFest at DeBestFest.com.
DaBestFest.com.
You know, like Da Bears.
Like Da Bears.
Da Best.
Da Best.
Da Best Fest.
Da Best Fest. Duh. Or like duh.
D-A.
Duh.
Yep.
D-A. Duh. So DeBestFest. And that's going to be at the pavilion as well.
At the forum. That's
the
right.
Forum.
Same venue.
So April 17th is DeBestFest. April, one session. April 18th is Bacon Fest. You can buy a bundle that includes both of them.
That's right. If you are truly committed to having a culinary weekend unlike any other experience ever. And I wasn't sure if people would buy them, but people are buying the bundles. People want to come. Want to come to both, and why not?
And now's the time of year is the time of year that everyone like starts to go on a diet, right?
Yeah, but
so but what you can do is that can be your reward.
Sure, absolutely.
Right? You can take these next 3 months. This is the light at the end of the tunnel. So the rest of the winter, you take off a few pounds so that you can put them back on that weekend of April 17th.
I mean, you can frame it however you want. I think, to me, it's like, you know, if everybody's turning left, I'm going to turn right.
Absolutely.
Everybody's making improvements in their diet. I'm thinking about how much more bacon can I eat.
How much more bacon can you eat? And Seth has been so kind as to give us a pair of VIP tickets to the Best Fest. So the fifth caller at 312-981-7200 will get a pair of tickets, VIP tickets, to the Best Fest.
We get to try all the best dishes that Chicago has to offer, from hot dogs to hibiritos and everything in between.
And once again, tickets for Bacon Fest, you go where?
BaconFestChicago.com.
And tickets for the Best Fest?
TheBestFest.com.
Seth Zur, thank you very much. I'll see you then.
Sounds great.
I guess I'm going to have to get on the treadmill for the next 3 months, but
I mean, whatever works for you.
Whatever works for me. I cannot wait. My wife is extremely excited about the Best Fest.
I am too.
Extremely excited about the Best Fest. Not only did pot become legal on January 1st today in Illinois, so did sports betting. And we've got a big NFL playoff weekend coming up this weekend. We're going to talk NFL playoff gambling coming up next here on 720 WGN.